This is my burden.
这个是我背的一个重担。
I carry this burden with me every day of my life.
然后我天天都背负着这个东西。
It's a heavy burden.
非常的沉重。
This is my burden of being a pastor.
这个就是我什么东西压得我这么重。
I carry with that the burdens of the church.
其中一个重担就是我的教会。
I carry with that the burdens of keeping the church on track.
我有这个负担就是让我的教会在正轨上。
There is a burden of when people in my church hurt, I hurt as their pastor.
如果要是我教会的人受到了伤害的话，我的心也会受到伤害。
It's a heavy burden.
是一个非常沉重的重担。
This is not quite as big, but this is my financial burden.
这个是我的经济上的重担。
I'm planning on retiring in about 18 months.
还有18个月我就要退休了，我在为这个做准备。
Do I have enough money to retire?
我有没有足够的钱去退休？
I worry about that. The stock market's going down. My 403 is going down.
我每天都在担心股市会下滑。
This is my family burden.
这个是我家庭的重担。
I have 3 children and 3 grandchildren.
我有三个孩子和三个孙子。
And I worry about that.
我非常的担心他们。
Are they making the right choices in life?
他们有没有做正确的选择
？I worry about my grandchildren. They're in school, and you know the schools don't always teach the right thing.
我非常担心我的孩子们在学校里头，学校有没有给他们正确的教导
？So how can I prevent them from believing the lies of the world?
我怎么来预备他们如何在这个世界上来正确的生活
？This is my biggest burden.
这个是个非常大的重担。
This is me.
这个是我自己。
I am hopelessly flawed.
我非常的无助。
I'm a broken man inside.
我的内心其实是破碎不堪的。
I have a what I call a signature sin of performing.
我有一个倾向，就是一个表现主义。
I'm constantly worried.What do people think about me?
因为我每天都会担心别人怎么看我，我做的怎么样。
By the way, how am I doing in this sermon?
我今天的这个 sermon 讲的怎么样？
That's a burden that I carry.
这个也是我的一个重担。
And here's a burden.
这个也是一个重担。
Here's the remote. This is what I'm going to call my Christmas burden.
我将会叫它这个是我的圣诞节的一个重担。
Everybody at Christmas sends me a card, a letter.
就是每到圣诞节的时候，大家都会给我寄卡片。
Does your culture do you send letters to each other?
你们的文化中有没有这个习惯？
Well, I find everyone's child has graduated, and they're all going to Harvard.
然后我发现大家所有的孩子都毕业了，而且他们都考上了哈佛。
Look how happy that guy is.
然后他们很开心。
And then everybody there is dressed in white and they jump on the beach.
然后这些人穿着白色的衣服，然后在海边跳起来。
And my family never all wear white shirts at the same time.
我的家庭的话，他们从来不这样同时穿一个队服。
But this family, they all have white shirts on and look how they're smiling.
然后他们你看照片里穿着白色的衣服然后笑得很开心。
There is no one unhappy in this family. This is the perfect family.
这个看起来是个多么完美的家庭。
And that creates a burden because my family is not perfect.
然后这个也让我心里有负担。
And then these families are so perfect that they send their dogs on missions trips.
然后这个家庭他们非常的完美，他们甚至连他们的狗狗都有一个短期的任务旅行。
And they all brag about their dogs.
然后他们都在夸奖他的狗。
Now I'm not a cat lover, so most cats I know are in trouble with the police.
然后这个的话，你看是猫被抓起来了，一个警察局的一个照片。
But all of this works together.
这些所有的负担加起来的话
，to create a burden in my life.
然后就成了我生活中的重担。
And at this time of year, Christmas is supposed to make us all feel wonderful.
但是圣诞节的话理应是让我们大家都感受到快乐的。
There's a song that they sing, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Anyone?
然后有一首歌是这样唱的，说圣诞节是这一年最美好的时光。
Well, what happens in my life?
那我的生活是怎么样的呢？
Is my burden gets so heavy?
我的负担如此的沉重。
It squashes the wonder.
然后他偷走了我这个日子的奇妙。
And I don't feel so wonderful during December.
其实我在这个季节并没有感觉到那么的惊奇美妙。
And I think if you look around at people's faces, you'll see that many people are not experiencing the wonder of Christmas.
如果我们要是看一下在座所有人的脸的话，其实从大家脸上也能看出来，这个季节没有那么的美妙。
In fact, away in a manger has become away with the manger in many people's lives.
一个非常大的问题就是曾经圣诞节是诞生在马槽，现在变成了离开马槽。
They did a survey and they found that 46% of Americans would rather just forget about Christmas.
有一个调查表明46%的美国人他们情愿不再过圣诞节。
So what we want to do is to learn how to put the wonder back into Christmas.
所以我们今天要学习的是如何把我们圣诞节的美好带回到这个季节当中。
And I'm going to suggest one word that will transform your Christmas.
我这里给大家一个建议，就是一个词，这个词的话会改变你的圣诞节。
And is the word silence.
这个词就是安静。
And this lesson of silence comes from the life of Zechariah.
然后这个词的话是来自撒加利亚的他的经历。
We can learn from his life how to put silence in our life so that we can have a wonderful Christmas.
通过他的故事的话我们就可以学习如何通过安静来达到圣诞节的一个美好喜乐。
And what I'd like to do is just to go through the story and tell the story and then in the end to apply this to our lives.
我们现在要做的话就是看一下他的故事，并且在最后的话我们要学习如何付诸行动。
And it starts with a couple and they are both righteous.
故事的开头的话是这两个人他们都是两个义人。
A righteous person is a person that has a right relationship with God.
义人的意思呢就是这个人他和上帝有一个正确的关系。
So these are people that are close to God, they're connected to God.
这些人他们和上帝有紧密的关系。
In fact, it says that they are observing all of the Lord's commandments.
在经文中有提到这两个人他们遵行主一切的诫命礼仪。
In automotive terms, they're firing on all cylinders. Everything's working perfectly in their spiritual life.
意思就是他们在属灵的生活上面没有一点可以指摘的。
They're even called blameless.
就是用这个词无可指摘。
But they were childless.
但是这对couple 他们没有孩子。
Which means that this couple has endured infertility and that infertility creates a tenderness within a person's heart.
意思就是这个不生育的事实使这对couple 他们心中其实有一个非常柔软的地方。
I can imagine for many years they wanted to have children, but month after month they just got the answer no, they were not going to have children.
我很难想象，就是在过去的日子里头，他们一次一次的向上帝祈求，然后却没有得到回应。
So they have this unique combination of obedience and infertility.
所以在这里的话，这个故事里头有一个非常特别的组合，不生育，还有绝对的顺服。
I don't know if you've ever run into people that name it and claim it, but it's a type of thinking that says that if you just say something, it's going to happen in your life.
我不知道大家有没有听过这个讲，听过这个想法，只要向神求就可得着。你如果经历什么的话，一定是你生活中做错了什么。
And it also says if something is wrong in your life, you have done something wrong.
就是说你经历这些所有的一切都是你所导致的，你做错了。
But that theology doesn't fit with this story.
但是这个想法，这个逻辑的话，不适用于这个故事。
Zechariah was on duty one day and he was serving as priest.
撒加利亚他有一次按照班次在神的面前供祭司的职分。
And we have to applaud him because here is a man that is obviously struggling in life, and yet he is faithfully committing his responsibilities.
但其实这个人的话，他生活中遭遇了很大的一个创伤，但是他还在这里，尽职他自己的责任。
But God wanted to take him to a new level of faith in his life, so he had to bring out a very powerful tool.
但是上帝想要和撒加利亚建立一个更深刻的关系，所以他必须得应用一个工具。
And that tool was silence.
那这个工具就是安静。
Here's the bottom line in all this. If you want to grow in your relationship with God, you have to have silence in your life.
有一个真相是，如果你无法安静下来，那我们就没有办法成长。
If you hear 1,000 voices and you don't hear the voice of God, you will not grow.
如果你听到外界1,000种声音，但是唯独没有听到上帝声音的话，那我们就是在浪费生命。
And God is not going to shout louder than jingle bells that you hear in the stores.
神不会在就是圣诞节电视上、媒体上大声的宣告。
We live in a very busy world here in Fairfield County.
我们生活在一个非常喧嚷的世界。
And some of our lives are so busy that we don't have 5 minutes in our day to listen to God.
我们的生活如此的匆忙，我们一天当中甚至抽不出5分钟的时间来亲近神。
And if that's the case, he's not going to try to shout above Spotify or Pandora.
如果是这种情况的话，那你是听不到神的声音的。
He's not going to X you out of your Twitter account.
他不会去去你的 Twitter， 你的社交软件上去。
He is going to wait in silence for you to come to him.
唯一的一个办法就是你自己要安静下来，然后仔细的去听他的声音。
So obviously, Zechariah needed to have some more silence in his life.
在这个故事中的话，撒加利亚他非常显然他需要安静。
So he goes into the temple one day, and he's by the altar of incense.
有主边向他显现。
And an angel appears to him.
然后天使向他显现了。
Do you believe in angels? I asked the kids.
大家相信天使吗
？Do you believe in them? Yeah.They're not the angels that you see on television.
就是这里提到的天使，并不是我们电视上所看到的天使。
It's not the absent-minded Clarence of It's a Wonderful Life.
他并不像是《美好人生》中那个电视主角一样，就是漫不经心的天使。
They're also not chubby little naked people with bow and arrows.
他也不是那个胖乎乎，就是没穿衣服的小天使，拿着弓箭的小天使。
Angels are magnificent creatures that if you would see them, you would be tempted to drop to your knees and worship them. Angels are magnificent creatures that if they were to appear right now, you would be tempted to drop to your knees and worship them.
天使是一个就是非常具有能量的一个生物，如果你真的要看到它的话，你会立刻跪下来去敬拜它。
And when this angel appeared, precise instructions were given to Zechariah.
我们看到在故事里的话，天使显现的时候，他给到撒迦利亚的指示非常的精确。
His prayers have been answered. He's going to have a son.
首先他告诉他说，你的祷告将得到回答，你将有一个儿子。
The name of the son is going to be John, which means the Lord is gracious.
然后这个孩子的名字叫约翰，这个名字的意思是上帝是慈爱的。
He's not to be drinking any wine.
这个孩子不可以喝酒。
And he is going to prepare the hearts of families to be reunited.
他这个孩子的话，他会预备人们的心，让人们的心转向神。
He is going to turn the hearts of parents to their children.
他会让父亲的心转向他们的孩子。
And this is going to cause a great revival.
这个将会成为一个非常大的翻转的复兴。
Actually, this is a fulfillment of a prophecy in Malachi. In the book of Malachi, chapter 3, there's a prophecy that God's going to turn the hearts of fathers to their children and children to their fathers.
就是有个先知他曾经预言过，然后父亲的心将转向他的孩子，转向他的儿女，儿女的心也会将转向父神。
See, people ask me all the time, what's the next revival going to look like? And I tell them it's going to look like this. Fathers are going to turn their hearts back to their homes.
那很多人就问了我们应该怎样做？那圣经教导我们说，做父亲的，你们要把你们的心转向你们的孩子。
A few years ago, there was a TV show. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
曾经就是 Fox 这个福克斯电视台的话，它有个电视节目说，你比五年级的学生聪明吗
？And I'd like to apply that to this situation.
那我希望就是我们教会也这样来做。
If we know that the next great awakening is going to be that for families are going to start to come together, what should the church be doing right now?
那如果我们知道神的计划的话，下一次教会复兴的方式是什么样子的？我们的教会确切的说来，应该去做些什么？
And the answer is, we should be turning parents to their children, children to their parents.
那回答就是，我们做父亲的要将心转向我们的孩子，做孩子的要将他的心转向父亲。
The very heart of the church should be these children that were sitting on this platform up here just a few minutes ago.
就是我们教会的核心，就是刚刚坐在台上所有的小孩子们。
These young people that are here today.
就是我们这些年轻的孩子们。
That is the center of ministry.
这个是我们使命的中心。
We need to pass the baton of faith onto them so that they can run the race.
我们要将我们的使命交托给他们。
Every adult here, you should be mentoring some young person.
我们所有做父亲的，然后我们都应该在想法上去教导他们，正确的引导他们。
You should be investing your life in someone else and passing the baton to them.
我们应该把我们的时间精力全部都投入在我们的小孩子们身上，年轻人身上。
That was the ministry of John the Baptist.
那这个是我们的使命。
But then we see a chink in the armor of Zechariah.
然后我们看到撒迦利亚，他其实是小信的。
He asked the angel, "How can this be so? I'm an old man, and my wife is old too."
他问天使说，我凭什么可知道这事呢？因为我已经老了，我的妻子也年纪老迈了。
What a contrast to Mary. Do you remember what Mary said when she encountered the angel?
形成一个非常鲜明的对比。大家记得玛利亚是如何回答天使的吗？
Mary said this, "Let it be."
然后玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
She said, "I don't fully understand this, but just let it be."
我并不是很明白，但是我愿意主的话成就在我身上。
Zechariah, who we would expect, because he's the pastor, we would expect him to be able to say something like that.
但是对于撒加利亚的话，我们其实对他的期待更高，因为他是受过教育一个成熟的牧师。
But he says, no way, you got the wrong guy, I'm too old, I can't do this.
但是他却说，这是不可能的，神能做到吗？我太老了。
There is no wonder in his heart.
在他心里的话，他对神并没对神的话并没有
力量，
并不感到惊奇。
God says to him, "Okay, time out."
Okay, 神就对他说，你要去反省。
We're sending you to the corner. We're going to create some wonder in your life.
好，我要让你现在面壁思过，然后让你重新相信神的奇妙。
And the way that God does it is he shuts his mouth and he closes his ears.He's in complete silence for 9 months.
所以神就让他听不到声音，也让他不能讲话，有整整九个月。
Sorry, So outside, as Zechariah is inside getting this message, the people are waiting.And Zechariah comes out with the first game of charades. Charades is a game where you act.
然后这个是撒加利亚，当他从圣殿出来之后呢，他就这是第一个就是比手画脚的一个游戏，他向别人去打手势。
And he comes out and he starts going like this.
然后他就是做这个动作。
And they say, "Oh, you're trying to fly."
然后大家说你是要飞吗
？No, it's an angel. Angel, okay, angel.
他但是他其实心里是在说，我看到了天使，是天使。
And then he goes.
然后他又去指他的嘴巴。
And they say, "Oh, you have a toothache."
然后大家说是你因为你牙痛吗
？No, no, no. This I can't speak. I can't speak.
然后他说不不不，我是不能讲话。
And then he goes.
然后他又去就是做这个动作。
He said, "Oh, you got a tummy ache."
然后别人说你是因为肚子疼吗？
They missed that too. Elizabeth's going to have a baby.
但其实不是，他是要说我的妻子将会有一个孩子。
What happened to Zechariah was that God gave him not a silent night, but probably.9 months to a year of silent nights.
神给到撒加利亚的不光光是一个静默的晚上，其实是长达一年的静默。
And why would God choose this unusual gift?
那为什么神会给他一个这样特别的礼物呢？
The reason is very simple.
答案很简单。
When your life is going well, we do not listen to God.
当我们的生活一切顺利的时候，我们的心不追求神。
When skies are blue and everything's fine, we don't have time for God.
如果我们的天空是晴朗的，一切都顺利，那我们的心其实没有不会在神那里。
But take away the sunshine.
但如果神要是把这个天空的晴朗拿掉的话
，put us in darkness.
让黑暗笼罩下来的时候。
Have the doctor say it looks like cancer. Have the doctor say it looks like cancer or a bad sickness.
然后看起来要有不好的事情发生的时候。
Have the lawyer come and say, you know what, your wife wants a divorce.
好比说一个律师他过来告诉你说你的妻子要和你离婚。
When those messages come, it causes us to fall to our knees and listen to God.
只有当我们在经历这些事情的时候，我们才会来到神的面前，跪在他面前祈求。
Any storms that you're facing in your life right now, God is not trying to scare you.
我们生活中所有经历的风暴，其实神都并不是，他的目的都不是为了吓唬我们。
The storms that you're facing right now are God's way to help you to grow.
其实这所有的风暴，神的目的都是希望我们在风暴中可以成长。
And the way to grow is found in one word, silence.
那我们成长的一个关键词就是安静。
The end of this story is a miraculous event.
这个我们来看一下这个故事的结尾。
It's the birth of a baby named John.
在九个月之后，约翰降生了。
And even though the family wants the baby to name Zachariah,
所有的家里人他都希望给这个孩子命名为撒加利亚。
He's given the name John, and the moment that that happens, a miracle happens.
但是他的父亲还是坚持去命名他为约翰，就在那一刻奇迹发生了。
A mouth is freed, and ears are opened.
就在那一刻，他的眼和口全部，他的耳朵和口全部都开了。
And we don't have time to take a look at these verses, but these verses here are called the Benedictus.
在路加福音一章的67-79节的话，是撒加利亚他在他的耳朵和口开之后说的一些话。
And these are the words that are born out of 9 months of silence.
这些话后来被写成了歌，它叫《感恩之歌》，是在九个月之后他不能讲话之后说出来的话。
And they have been part of God's word for 2,000 years.
然后
So how about us? How can we grow in silence in our?
那我们大家该怎么做呢？我们如何去实践
？Here's our first action step: believe that silence is valuable.
首先，我们要做的是相信静默是值得的。
Psalm 46:10。
在诗篇的46:10说到：“你们要休息，要知道我是神。”
If you're like me, you've seen this verse many, many times.
如果你们像我一样，你们曾经读了这个经文很多很多次。
But take a look at it.
但是我们再仔细看一下。
Being still and knowing God go together.
他把休息、安静下来和认识神放在一起。
We cannot have intimate knowledge of God without creating silence.
我们如果不安静下来的话，我们是没有办法去真实的认识神的。
If someone were to ask you, "How can I get closer to God?" What would you tell them?
如果有人问你说我们该如何亲近上帝，你会推荐什么？
I would tell them, "Get alone with God and be silent."
我会说，那你们要安静下来去亲近他，去来到他面前。
In the American tradition of Christmas, we have this thing called a wish list.
在美国的文化中，圣诞节我们都会有一个这样的愿望清单。
And you notice that bottom one, it says, one thing I would really love.
大家有看到吗？在最下边写到一个东西是我真正想要的东西。
It'd be interesting if I were to say, okay, on the count of three,Yell out what you really love.
然后我现在要数三下，大家就是把你真实想要东西喊出来。
I wonder what we would hear.
我们会听到什么
？Probably a lot of electronic devices. Maybe a Lexus.
大家估计会想要很多电子设备。
By the way, anybody getting a Lexus this year with a bow on top? I see it on TV all the time. Yeah, you don't have to translate that.
Okay.
But if you want to know God, you have to yell, "What I really want this Christmas is silence. I want to be alone with God."
如果你真的想亲近上帝的话，那你真正想要的东西就是想和他独处，然后花一些时间和他在一起亲近他。
If you want to create any sense of wonder this Christmas, you have to dial it back and get quiet.
如果大家想真正的经历这个季节的奇迹的话，你们一定要安静下来。
I think we have 9 days before Christmas. Is that true?
我们还有九天就要过圣诞节了。
What if we were in every one of these days to create some silence?
我们大家要不要一起来实践一下？就是每一天花一些安静的时间在神的面前。
The only way to do that. Is silence means you got to say no to something.
当你如果想要安静的时候，你必须要说不。
You're going to have to say no to your electronic devices.
你得需要不再去对你的电子设备说 no.
You're going to have to say no to your computer.
你得说不对你的电脑。
No to the internet.
没有互联网。
No to iTunes.
没有 iTunes.
No to Netflix.
也没有看电影的这个东西。
No to the radio.
没有收音机。
No to the newspaper.
没有报纸。
No to books.
没有书。
And no to some conversations.
甚至没有交谈。
Unless you say no to something, you will never have enough time.
如果你不学会说不的话，那你就不会成功。
A third action step.
第三个我们需要实践的。
Silence demands a plan.
沉默的话需要一个计划。
I've been preaching now for 45 years.
我已经成为牧师45年了。
And I know a lot of people will be the audience and they do this.
我知道就是很多人他们在听正道的时候都会打盹。
And what they're saying is, oh, that's a great idea.
然后他们都说这是个非常好的主意。
But they have no intention on doing it.
但是他们不是没有意识到自己在做这个。
I would like you to get your phones out right now. This is the only time we're going to allow you to have your phones on in church. Get your phones out right now.
现在大家把手机全部都拿出来。
And I want you to pick 5 minutes of some time today or tomorrow and write in silence in your calendar.
我希望大家在你们手机上边自己的日历上设置一个提醒，就是拿出来五分钟的时间。今天或者是明天
5 minutes
就五分钟
You say, oh, today's a busy day. Yep, you gotta say no.
然后你会说，哎，我很忙
Or tomorrow. I'll give you today or tomorrow. But just 5 minutes. You go to your calendar.
大家拿出手机来，然后在你的日历上边，然后设置一下五分钟
You say, okay, you know, tomorrow at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. to 7:05.
明天
silence.
明天大概七点，或者是对。
Put the alarm on.
然后设置一个提醒，闹铃提醒。
And sit quietly.
安安静静坐在那里。
And ask God to speak to you.
然后去祈求神对你讲话。
I'd encourage you to bring your Bible with you.
我鼓励大家读经。
I would also encourage one family walk between now and Christmas Day.
我也同时鼓励大家在圣诞季节的话，然后和你的家人一起有一个散步。
See how happy they are.
大家能看到这家人有多开心吗？
Families get together. You have this beautiful walking around here.
大家看着周边的环境这么好。
You can go to Waveney Park.
大家可以去公园里。
If you live in Stanford, you can go to Cove Beach.
大家如果在 Stanford 的话，可以去海边。
Some of you can just go out your back door.
然后大家可以在自己的后院也可以。
But take a walk.
但是大家一起，家人一起散个步。
And I would encourage you to take a walk in the woods.
我非常鼓励大家去树林里头，然后散个步。
Are you familiar with this song?
大家对这个歌熟悉吗？
Could you read the words?
歌词是这样的：穿过树林，我漫步于林间空地，我听见树上的鸟儿歌唱。当我又站在高山向下俯瞰，看听到那溪水流淌，微风轻拂，我的灵魂就向你歌唱，我的救主，你是多么伟大，你是多么伟大。这个是你真伟大的歌词，和我们中文可能不太一样。
Then sings my soul.
然后用你的灵魂去歌唱。
Wonderful!
你多么伟大。
The wonder is created when I see God in my world.
是多么的奇妙，我看到我的救主，我的创始主。
Take a walk.
大家去散个步。
I'd also encourage one night of family science, silence.
我也鼓励大家选一天晚上，然后家里人一起坐在一起。
This is coming to our neighborhood. We're going to have a blizzard this winter.
这个是个真 ，is a real picture.
This is my idea of what's going to happen sometime in February.
他说。他有的时候二月的时候会发生这种情况，我们这边会下暴雪。
And when this night happens, just say thank you, God.
当这种情况发生的时候，大家就要称颂我们的主。
Because your family will be all gathered together, and you'll be able to spend an evening in silence.
因为当这种情况发生的时候，你可以和家人安安静静的度过一个非常安静的夜晚。
Now, I'm encouraging you to actually practice for this event.
我非常鼓励大家在那一天，然后一起来练习安静。
So you say to your family, on Tuesday night, we're going to do that crazy pastor's idea of family silence.
然后，来，就是我们大家，你推荐你的家人说，我们来一起计划一下，周二的晚上，我们坐在一起听斯高牧师的这个建议，一起默想。
And we're going to turn the lights off, and we're going to turn all of our devices off for 3 hours.
我们把家里所有的灯都关掉，然后大概三个小时。
We're going to eat a dinner together, and we're going to talk for an hour around the table.
然后我们大家围着桌子坐在一起，然后一起聊天、交谈，然后吃饭。
And then we're going to play some games by candlelight.
然后大家一起祷告，然后点上蜡烛。
And then we're going to roast marshmallows on the fire.
Marshmallow on the fire.
Yeah, the white sugar things you shouldn't eat.
就是一个甜食。Marshmallows. 是甜食 ，marshmallow， 棉花糖。
Okay. I don't think you guys eat them, do you? They're too sweet, but they rot your teeth. But they taste good.
Scott 牧师很喜欢它，很甜。
Any snack that you want would be great.
就是大家准备好自己喜欢吃的零食，一起分享。
Practice silence with your family.
大家去练习。
The fifth thing is prepare. There's an awkwardness in silence.
同时我们要学习应对静默带来的尴尬。
This is what's going to happen when you're doing your 5 minutes of silence.
当你练习你五分钟的静默的时候，会发生这样的事情。
Your mind's going to say, "You're wasting your time. You have so much to do."
然后你的脑袋会一直告诉你说，你简直是在浪费时间。你有这么多的事情要做。
And what I encourage you to do is say, "Lord, I feel like I'm wasting my time, but I want to pray and be silent before. Would you help me to be silent?"
然后你要对神这样说，主啊，我想花这五分钟的时间来安静下来，亲近你，你可以帮助我们，让我安静下来，慢下来。
So you will actually need to pray, God help me to be silent for 5 minutes, because we just can't do it ourselves.
其实你需要去求神来帮助你去安静下来，因为你靠自己的力量是做不到的。
And remember the power of indirection.
我们要记得静默的力量。
You can't set out to create wonder itself.
我们如果要是单纯的去追寻这个惊喜，是找不到惊喜的。
What you have to do is you have to go through silence to get to wonder.
你们大家必须得迂回一下，通过安静才可以找到神。
It's the same with joy. You can't just go for joy.
你不可能直接的达到这个地方。
You go for worship, and then you find joy.
你只有通过敬拜，你才可以找到喜乐。
Wonder is the byproduct of a life that is unplugged. Worship is the byproduct. Worship is the result of people that are not busy. Okay, that's good. You're doing a great job. Thanks, Phoebe.I guess my final comment would be, this is a quote from Thomas Kelly, who was a Quaker educator. Could you read that?
Yeah. 这个是一个教育家。 然后他曾经这样说过，如果你说你没有时间静下心来让自己静默的话，那我只能对你说，其实你并不想这样做，因为你没有爱上帝超过爱这个世上的所有，你没有尽心尽意尽力去爱你的神。认识上帝是一种选择，你必须让你的生活合他的心意。
Knowing God is a choice.
认识上帝是一种选择。
You have as much of God as you want.
你必须让你的生活合他心意。
Join me in prayer.
我们大家一起来祷告。
Father, our lives are way too busy.
亲爱的父，我们的生活真的是太匆忙了。
At this time of year, it just seems we get more busy.
在这个季节的话，我们变得更加的繁忙。
We long for silent nights.
我们希望有一个安静的夜晚。
But we have created so many busy nights that we can't hear your voice.
主啊，我们每一天晚上都如此繁忙，我们听不到你的声音。
I pray for this congregation that you would create in them a desire to be alone with you.
主啊，我希望我们心里有这个渴求，安静地来到你的面前。
I pray for each person here.That they would be able to sit in silence and hear your voice.
主啊，我为在座所有人祈求，希望他们可以安静来到你的面前，听你的话语。
I pray for every person whose wonder has been crushed underneath the burdens of life, that they would find freedom in you.
主啊，我也为我们所有的身上背负着重担的人来祷告，让他们卸下他们的重担，然后经历你的惊奇。
Help us to choose the silence and find the wonder.
主啊，让我们通过安静来重新寻回你的奇异。
In Jesus' name we pray this.
以我主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.